Incredibly, the president walked away from the accident limping and feeling quite hale and hearty. He was visibly shaken at the scene of the accident, but quickly gathered himself and carried on with his normal routine for the day.
How are Ghanaians reacting to this whole incident?
Peter, there has been such an incredible outpouring of warmth and concern for the health and safety of His Excellency the President. I am singularly touched by it, and I believe so is the first family. Ghanaians, both in Ghana and all over the world, have reached out through email and even personal contacts with friends and relatives to check how His Excellency is doing and whether he is safe and unharmed. So I believe that is really something we should be grateful and appreciative for.
Some people are saying that there could possibly be foul play. What is your reaction to that?
I think we should all be patient and allow the usual investigation to take place and then base our conclusions on what we find out. It was a very strange and bizarre incident, but it sounded almost incredible. But the investigation is ongoing, and I think it will show us what actually happened.
Thank heavens that investigation is going on, because some people are blaming the security agencies for lax security.
Well, I've also heard a couple of people say that they've heard that, but my investigations are that the security protocol was maintained to the letter, that the intersection where it happened was protected by an advanced car and a dispatch rider, as is the norm. And that this gentleman just came out of the blue and drove by all of them. In fact, what I think is interesting and of note is that the security forces acted with some restraint, because once they recognized the person was not coming out and shooting a gun or something, they held fire. There were no weapons drawn, and the person was safe.
Well, the issue of road safety in the country brings to fore, especially when the first person of the country has been involved in such a very terrible accident. Now, will this bring more attention to the area of road safety?
Well, I think definitely the fact that it is the president involved will cause more attention to be drawn to the issue. But I believe that the life of every single Ghanaian is equally as important, and road safety is an issue that we must take seriously. There are issues like that of road rage. I mean, just 2 days ago in Washington, D.C., I saw an incident in which a dentist just lost his temper with a minor traffic incident and caused a lot of havoc. So I think these are things that do happen, and we must learn lessons from incidents such as the one we've had to live through today.